You're about to hear an inspiring message from the team at C3 Church Bathurst. It's our prayer that it will spur you to live your best life in Him.
So, the art of prayer. We've been looking at this for the last month, just delving into what is it to pray. And it's interesting that how a person prays that it can tell a lot about their relationship with God. And I'm not talking about whether they're saved or not. It's more about how much do you want to hang out with God and to be with Him, to be in His company. Who's feeling awkward? We might feel awkward. We might think, oh, I don't pray enough. But you can't just shy away from that question. It's worth asking yourself. It's worth kind of thinking, oh, do I like being in His company? Do I pray that much? And, today you might be here and you think, oh, I don't really pray that much. Or you might be happy with the way that you pray and spend time with God. But by the end of the morning, what I'm really believing is that you'll actually feel empowered to pray the way you want to pray. To actually move from the guilt or whatever it is, but to actually go to a different level of prayer. So Pastor Phil Pringle says in his book, In Him, it's a set of devotionals, just about being in Jesus, in Him. And in that book, he says, all relationships live or die on communication with each other. I think that's fairly true to say. You know, if we're relating to people, if we're communicating with them, then our relationship can grow. If we're not, then it kind of fizzles. And the same can be said with God. If we are communicating with Him, if we are speaking with Him and spending time with Him, then our relationship with Him can grow. If we're not, it kind of stagnates. And this is something that Jesus' friends really noticed about Him. And reflecting on the way Jesus related to His Father, to God. It wasn't so much that they heard His prayers, but it was more that it was the effect that it had on Jesus. What did this talking with God, this praying with God, how did it make Jesus different? And I know that, you know, we can say, well, Jesus was God's son, of course He was going to talk to Him. But we need to also remember that Jesus was also completely man when He came to earth. He let go of His sonship at that point. He let go of being God and being at one with Him. And He became completely man. And so He still needed to build that relationship as a man would build that relationship. He couldn't just rely on this supernatural connection. He had to actually take the time and spend that time in communication and communion with God. And so His disciples asked Him in Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Once Jesus was in a certain place praying, and as He finished, one of His disciples came to Him and said, Lord, teach us to pray. More and more as His disciples followed Jesus around, they were watching Him. They wanted to know what it was that made Him different. And so they kind of watched Him climbing mountains, and they watched Him sneaking away, and they watched Him staying back to pray, and they watched Him, you know, getting up early in the morning to pray. They knew that so much of who Jesus was connected to prayer and the way He talked to God. And so that's why they asked Him, how do we pray? And in Luke chapter 11, verses 2 to 4, He answers this. Jesus said, this is how you should pray. Father, may Your name be kept holy. May Your kingdom come soon. Give us each day the food we need. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And don't lead us, and don't let us yield to temptation. I think we can all safely say we're fairly familiar with that prayer. We've all heard, you know, how Jesus has taught that. And so the Lord's Prayer, as we know it, has been passed on in that form, the way that Jesus taught us. but it has also with it developed an image of maybe kneeling down by our bed at night, the end of the day, hands together, looking towards heaven. And I even found this, my little prayer card from the 70s. There you go. With the Lord's Prayer written on it so I could learn how to pray. And I, you know, this, I have to admit, it did influence the way that I thought of prayer. You know, the children there are very good. I'm not sure if I was that good. It confined a space that prayer was. And so much our concept of prayer can be confined by our background and by other influences. And I know that the prayers in the Australian Prayer Book definitely influenced the way I prayed or the way I thought I should pray. And they're beautiful prayers, and I don't think my language was ever quite that beautiful. It may be the Latin Mass that affects the way that you think of prayer. It may be that you come from another religious background or tradition, and that has impacted the way you think you should sit or stand or kneel or look and all sorts of things. For some of us, we might come from a non-church background, but there's still influences that affect the way we think of prayer. It could be the media, movies that we've seen, things that we read in the newspaper. And I know that in my SRE class, when I teach scripture to the kids, there's always some kid when I say, let's pray, sits there in the Buddha pose. I don't know if it's just to get under my skin or is that just their understanding of kind of reflection? Who knows? Sometimes it is to get under my skin. I think they're disappointed when I don't react. You know, it's just there's things that affect our image of prayer. There's also a misconception that prayer is a gift, a special anointing that someone might have. You know, they're the ones that turn up to prayer meeting and they're the ones that pray out loud and they're the ones that you know, just have this thing about them, about prayer, and I might not be that. The Bible doesn't single prayer out as a gift. It doesn't say that it's a gift, any special thing. It is for all believers. It is, in fact, for all people, anyone who is seeking after God, anyone who wants to seek his face, that prayer is for them. And so prayer is not a gift that is for one person or another. And no one person can be a better prayer, so to speak. Prayer is for everyone. And so that's why we've been looking at prayer, because we want to make it accessible for everyone. We want everyone to know that they have a place of prayer. They have a way that they can communicate with God. And we've been unpacking the art of prayer. And in this sentence, the art of prayer, you know, we've had our definition on the screen, which is, it's a skill at doing a specified thing, typically a one acquired through practice. And yes, prayer can be that. It's slightly skilled and it's definitely acquired more and more through practice. But I think that limits us as well. The word art, it also has a natural implication of being something creative and artistic. And when we look at our prayers, yes, they develop with practice, but it's more than repeating the Lord's Prayer or any prayer. I want you to just come back to Luke 11 and just one word in verse 2. When Jesus teaches us to pray, he says, Father. Jesus teaches us that prayer is personal. It's creative and personal. He teaches us to address God as our Heavenly Father. A few weeks ago, Jeff also spoke from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, where he said, and so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. And we saw through that Jesus has invited us because of his blood into the very throne room of God. into the very presence of the Trinity, no less. We have been invited into that space and we can boldly enter there. We are boldly able to enter in and speak with him in a personal way. We are his children, not just subjects, but his children. And no matter what relationship we may have with our own earthly father, Jesus shows us that what his relationship with his father is what we model our relationship with the Father on. And so the way that Jesus relates to God and his Father, that we too have been invited to do that as well. And so prayer becomes a conversation with God on a very personal level. And in this space, it becomes creative and it becomes reflective on who we are. Prayer is taken from just being a formula into our very own piece of art. Now, I went and had a look on the internet and I grabbed some pictures that are a tree. I think we can all see that there's some trees up there. And in these examples of trees, there's so many ways that the individual artists have expressed a tree. Now, some of these artworks are famous and by famous artists. Some of them are not so famous. Maybe they will one day be. Who knows? Some of them are suggestive of a tree. Some of them are very intricate. But each and every one of them portrays a tree. All of these images are communicating with us. And that has depended on skill. It's dependent on personality, on the tools, on the amount that maybe that person has practiced. But not one of them fails to communicate with us that it's a tree. And I suspect not all of them are gifted artists. And maybe in one of those pictures, you can kind of identify yourself in there. Could I dare to say, Vanessa, that I think you're the bold, colourful one? I think there's something in there we can kind of identify with. And it might change at different times of our life. Sometimes we might be the squiggly one that's just a big mess. And other times we just want everything to go just set to plan and we're not going to change anything. And other times we can just be more free with who we are. But there's so many different characters and personalities that are expressed in that. And I would challenge you to just think about who you are. Because prayer is also like that. When we are communicating with God, and there's so many different ways that we can do that. Jesus taught us it's not actually a formula. We've taken the Lord's Prayer and kind of turned it into a formula in many ways. But I'm not sure if it was meant to be a formula. I think it was meant to open up a conversation, open up a personal conversation with God, our Father. And Jesus was showing us that we could do that, taking our own personality, our own creative way to express honour to him, to talk about our needs, to ask for forgiveness, but using the personality and the creative ways that he has given us. There can be beautiful, intricate details. Like I imagine with David, like he's much more one of those intricate trees when he prays those prayers through the Psalms with language which is beautiful and intricate and expressive. But then there are those times when the guy says to Jesus, I don't know how to pray, you know. It's just hard. It's simplified. In ourselves, we have colour and black and white. We have messy squiggles. We have tentative attempts as we are just learning on this journey to pray. The words, though, that they're to come from our heart, no one else needs to hear them. No one else needs to be impressed by them. Jesus suggested in Matthew 6 that go away by yourself, shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Sometimes in that space, there may be silence. Conversations, by the nature of them, there's two people speaking. There needs to be speaking and listening. Sometimes you may be sitting and listening to what God has to say to you, as well as sharing with Him the things that you want to speak. Sometimes in the conversations, it's just sitting and enjoying company. I think some of my favorite times of being in relationship with Jeff is just sitting in the car, driving somewhere, not talking, just driving, just looking and experiencing that drive together. We don't have to talk to be in relationship. It's in these places often that those relationships will deepen and strengthen. And that's why Jesus would climb a mountain to pray. He would stay back and pray. He would get up early and pray. He would sneak away and pray. And as I was, you know, trying to get ready for this message today, I had the worst week of prayer. I thought I couldn't pray. But as I was developing it and asking God, even though I didn't think I was praying, what did He want from this? It just was that one word, the simplicity of that, Father. That we need to be ourselves and get to know Him. That's prayer. We need to spend time with Him, and there aren't actually any rules. Who are you? How do you want to pray? What is your personality? What is in your heart? I think we spend a lot of time feeling guilty about not praying, how much we should have. We just have to start. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, God says, "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face," God says, "then He will hear if we pray." If we pray, He wants to have that communication with us. He wants to hear us. He wants to hear us speak to Him, the things that are in our hearts. And it's through this communication, it's through this relationship, then He will heal our land, because we are His hands and feet. We're the one that are going to do it. He's not just going to go kaboom and then it healed. It is actually through us that He will heal His land. We are invited into His plan to be His hands and His feet, to be His body, living temple. But we need to pray. We need to speak with Him. We need to be in relationship with Him so we can hear Him, so we can share our concerns, so He can share His concerns, so He can give us strategies, so we can be that one relationship with Him, knowing what His heart is as well. That is what God longs for. A deeper relationship with Him. That is why Jesus died on the cross, to be in relationship with Him. That's what sin did. Sin cut relationship with God. And that is why Jesus died, to be in relationship. But if we don't talk to Him, there's not much relationship going on. And we can pray without ceasing. I discovered that even though I had the worst week of prayer, I was praying all week. Because constantly in my mind, in my heart, is an ongoing conversation. God, where, you know, what do you want? Where are you going? And constantly I'm talking to him. And so suddenly I'm realizing that even though I'm not sitting by my bed or, you know, in church on my knees, I am still praying. I'm still speaking to him. I'm still in conversation with him. And there are times that we need to set aside a specific times of prayer, and we do that every morning, 6:15 here, well, on the road. We walk through our city to pray. And, you know, some of those people are the great prayer warriors of our church. But I love it when others turn up who might not see themselves that way. And they might not speak a lot, but they're praying and they're there and they're walking and they're caring for our city. And I love it when we can take our prayers from that morning and let it come through the rest of our day, that it touches every relationship we have during that day, whether it's with our workmates, our peers, our children, our spouses, whoever it is, that our prayers can flow into them. I think also that if we've been given a gift of tongues, that we shouldn't fail to use it. Don't forget that as children, you've been invited into the throne room of God. The Holy Spirit is present there too. And your body is his temple. That includes your tongue. So let him use it. Let the Holy Spirit speak those prayers through you if you have been given that gift. Don't silence it. Let them flow. Let your tongue be used by the Holy Spirit to speak those prayers that he wants to be spoken. You may not know what they are, but that doesn't matter. You're letting your body be used by the Holy Spirit and building that relationship with God in the middle of that. And that was pretty much it. That one word, just Father, kept on burning there. And I know it makes for a very short message this morning. Thanks. But I guess what I wanted to bring into this was that now we could start praying. That we don't have to sit here listening all the time, but that we could actually pray. Stop talking about it and do it. And I think I might actually invite, can all the musos come up to the stage? I think whether or not you know God personally right now, he wants to be in relationship with you too. It's the one reason that he sent his son into the world, to die on the cross for our sins and mistakes, to rise again to give us eternal life, and eternal life in relationship with God. You may have started this relationship already, you know, by believing in Jesus, by inviting him into your life. But it doesn't have to stop there. The only way to get to know someone better is to spend time with them. With God, prayer is a huge part of that. And I think we need to start that here today, no matter what sort of prayer life you've had. Whether your prayers are squiggles or works of art, it doesn't matter because God understands every single one of them. And this morning, if you haven't started a relationship with God, if you haven't invited Jesus into your life, it starts with prayer. It starts with a prayer that acknowledges Jesus as his son and as the way to come back to God through the death of Jesus on the cross and his resurrection to life. It's a prayer that says sorry to God for turning away from him, and that you want to come back to him as his child.
Thanks for listening. We would love to connect with you. Our services are on Sundays at 217 Howick Street at 10 a.m. for a 10:30 service. Or visit us on the web at c3churchbathurst.org.
Come like a river, come like a flood. Let us be overwhelmed, baptized in your love.